Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, this is Paul Chappell, and I want to introduce you to Striving Together Publications, the publications ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College. Our desire is to strive together for the faith of the gospel with you and other like-minded Christians as we provide sound biblical resources for your spiritual growth. At strivingtogether.com, you will find a growing collection of outstanding books, Sunday school curriculum for all ages, conservative Christian music, outreach and discipleship resources, and many other tools for your personal and spiritual growth. You'll also find a variety of tools for your local church ministry. Be sure to visit strivingtogether.com and let us know how we can help you and your church grow in God's grace.
Regardless of where today's program finds you or what burdens you may be carrying, your perspective will change when you deeply consider the immeasurable, bountiful blessings of God in your life. Next on Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, we consider the blessings of the season. Stay with us. So often, for so many, a season of joy and rejoicing, a season of gratitude, the greatest season of the year for many, is a season of loneliness or a season of discouragement. Wherever today's program comes to you, whatever burdens you might be bearing, there are some blessings that God has given you that when you consider them, the trials, the burdens of this life really do begin to pale in comparison. Welcome to today's edition of Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program features the teaching and the preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College, all located in the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California. And presently, we're studying a series entitled The Blessings of the Season. We're discovering what we really do have in the Lord Jesus Christ to be thankful for. Regardless of the circumstances of our lives, God's blessings ride above all of those things. We're glad you're with us, and we hope today's program will greatly encourage your life. Before we join today's message with Dr. Chappell, I want to invite you to visit us online at dailyintheword.org. You'll find many resources on the website for your spiritual growth. And if you'll consider prayerfully partnering with us financially, if you'll send us a gift this month of any amount, we want to send back to you a gift CD entitled A Quiet Christmas with Christ. It's a solo piano CD that will greatly encourage your heart this Christmas season as you celebrate with friends and family. But now let's turn our hearts to the Word of God. Here's Pastor Paul Chappell to introduce today's message.
Today we open God's Word to one of my favorite chapters of the Bible, Romans chapter 5, and we learn about the blessings of God's amazing grace. I pray that this week will be filled with grace and joy for you and your family. And today we learn that grace is a gift from God, a gift that brings peace, a peace this world will never know. Let's turn on our Bibles to Romans 5, and let's enjoy the grace of God together.
God says you have access to a place of grace. And whenever you need me, and whenever you need my grace, because you're my son, my daughter, because of our reunion through Jesus Christ, you can come right in. We have access to a place. But I want you to notice, secondly, we have assurance to stand in that grace. We don't have to come there wondering if we'll be loved. We don't have to come there with doubt in our mind, but we can come with assurance. Notice verse 2, by whom we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. The Bible says concerning this grace that we have a standing before God. We are fixed and established before Him. And the Bible is clear that this will never change. 1 Corinthians 15:1, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye received and wherein ye stand. This is a standing, a security that we have in our place with God. And we have hope as we stand there, a joyful, confident expectation that we are His eternally. And many great saints of God had this. Job had it. No matter what happened in his life, Job always knew that he had a standing with God. He always had that assurance in his heart. The Bible says in Job 19:25, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." 2 Thessalonians tells us that Paul had this hope. Chapter 2 and verse 16. "Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." You see, the grace of God provides the peace of God, a reunion with God. And the grace of God provides a place of hope for every single believer. And then I want you to see with me finally this morning, the grace of God provides the power of God to every believer. You see, it's one thing to have that reunion and to know that you're saved. And for some of you, that's the step you need to take today, to trust Christ and be saved. It's another thing to know that you have a place with God and to learn how to pray and to learn how to come to God. And then it's another dimension of the Christian life to grow in grace and to have power from within and to know that His strength is in you. Now notice, if you will, in verse 3, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope." Now God's power is exhibited in the life of His children in several very important steps. And I want you to see them with me this morning. First, God says, "I want to give you power through the trials in your life. I want to give you strength through the tough times." He says of these that they are times of tribulation. Knowing this, He says, having this understanding, that we glory in tribulation, and knowing that we can glory in God through the tribulation. The same Greek word for tribulation is the word used for the olive press, as many olives are pressed together to make fine oil. And God says sometimes in our life, it's like we're in the olive press, and it seems like we're being pressed together. And sometimes in that moment, if we're not careful, we lose the biblical perspective. God says, "I want you to know that those are by my design to strengthen you." I heard the story of the little boy who loved nature. He loved insects and bugs. And if he was like me, he liked to show his mother those things sometimes. And one day he found a little cocoon of a moth. And he sensed that little moth was in there. And he took the cocoon to the porch and he was holding it. And he saw the fluttering. He saw the moving. He knew that little moth wanted out of there. And he was anxious. He was curious. He wanted to see the moth too. And so the little boy took a stick and he somewhat enlarged that cocoon. And he made a way so that ultimately when he turned it over, the moth could get out easier. And he was just trying to help the moth like sometimes we want to help people we love. And he did all that he could. The moth soon was out of his prison. And the boy watched, though, as the moth laid there on the chair next to him, and his wings were still shriveled and he didn't fly. The boy did not really realize that essential to the ability of that moth flying was the process of struggling out of the cocoon, was the process of going through the trial and the labor of getting out of that cocoon. And God had designed that process so that the muscle structure and development in that little insect would come to fruition. And God has designed for all of us a process whereby we might be stronger. 1 Peter 5 and verse 10 says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever." God says, "I want to give you power through those trials." But then secondly, He says, "I want to give you power to persist. I want to help you to keep on keeping on in your Christian life." And so notice how this works in verse number 3. "Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope." Now God says patience will develop in the life of a true believer through the trials, and that these tribulations will work patience. These tribulations will help to accomplish patience in our lives. And the fact of the matter is that every one of us must recognize that God has a design and that God has a plan and that patience develops through the trials. The Bible speaks of it in James 1, 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or different trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, second only to suffering, waiting is the second greatest teacher of God in our life. Suffering and waiting are God's way of bringing godliness and maturity and genuine spirituality into our lives. And there are some things that God teaches us outside of the Bible classroom. There are some things that God will teach us through suffering and through waiting. And the meaning of this verse is that long afflictions borne patiently in the heart of a Christian by grace will show what kind of a Christian he or she is, will show the truth of their religion, and prove that it is genuine. Patience develops through trials. And then the Bible says here, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and then secondly, and patience experience. Notice if you would that experience is gained from endurance. So someone who has a trial and they're being patient through the trial, they're going to have the privilege of gaining experience. They're going to have a faith that is rare and valuable. Experience is so very important today. I think of so many of the men in our church, some of the men that are older in our church, maybe in their 70s or 80s. They've been through some tribulations. They've been patient through those tribulations. And through the tribulations and patience, they have gleaned experience. And I don't know about you, when I come up against something I haven't come up against before, I like to talk to someone who's experienced and how they got through it and what did God teach them. And God says that through this time of tribulations and patience, He works experience into our lives and into the church. And a lot of guys that are maybe a little younger, they're very quick to spout off their information. Many men consider themselves the font of all wisdom, and they write about their knowledge on the internet and post it for everybody, and they're very quick to give counsel. Sometimes they're quick to jump ship and make hasty decisions in various ways. But a man who has been through the trials and has been patient, and a man who has come to the place of gaining experience, he is a man whose counsel many times is more weighty. He is a man who's more steady during the difficult times. When a group of green recruits is ready to go to battle for the very first time, normally they put those young men with a veteran, normally a rough sergeant that's been to Vietnam or fought in Iraq or felt the bullets whizzing by in Afghanistan. They want somebody who's had the tribulation, who's been patient, and now has the experience to help someone else along. Some of you today are men and women of God in the making. And God is preparing you so that you can lead your family, so that you can lead someone else and help others through their trial and through their difficulty. You see, commitment in the face of conflict creates character. And when someone shows commitment in the face of conflict, God is working something special in their heart by His grace. And they have moved from simply having peace with God, which is salvation and which is most important, and they have moved into that place with God, which is prayer and walking with God. Now they're beginning to experience the power of God. They're beginning to know what it is to walk with God in His strength. And we need Christians today who walk in that way. We have patience through the trials. We have experience from endurance. And then finally, we have hope through our experience. You see, these men, these older Christian men I spoke about, they're not as easily rattled as sometimes younger men. Normally, their response to tough times is something like this. It could have been worse. God will see us through. God will make a way. There's normally a response. And you know why? Because of this process. Look at it, verse 4. And patience experience, and experience hope. And hope, don't you like that word? Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Experience with God works within us a hope from God. And the more the experiences and the more the patience and the more the Spirit infuses help to our hearts, the more hope we have in our God. Paul had it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8, he said it this way. He said, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Paul said, "Boy, I've had troubles on every side, but my one prayer is that through my patience and through my endurance and because of my hope, Jesus Christ will be seen in me, and that I will, through His power, persist through these times and difficulties." Now, God's grace is truly amazing. God's grace will give you peace with God, and God's grace will bring you into the presence of God, and God's grace will give you a power to persist and to grow through the trials of this life. John Newton didn't just write about something that was unfamiliar to him. John Newton, as many of you know, in the mid-1700s, was a man who turned away from his godly mother and got involved in a growing trade of his day called the slave trade, buying and selling human beings. That's what he did. And John Newton, for many years, with a calloused heart, involved himself in the most wicked trade known to men. But on one of his journeys, as he sailed along, he was reading some of the writings of some theologians of his day. And he began to read about sin. He began to read about Jesus dying for all men. And God began to convict his heart. God began to show him the depth and depravity of his own life. And John Newton, after reading the scriptures, realized that he needed Christ as his Savior. And John Newton was gloriously saved. Many years later, Newton began pastoring a church in Olney, England, not far from London, maybe an hour's drive. I was there a few years ago, and when I saw these sheep, I thought of our church and the privilege of being an under-shepherd in this place. John Newton stood in the pulpit of this Church of England, and he proclaimed the amazing grace of God week after week after week. His message of God's grace was so powerful that members of Parliament like William Wilberforce came to him for counsel. And Mr. Wilberforce was encouraged in his fight to abolish slavery in the United Kingdom by the teachings of this man, John Newton. John Newton was used in a mighty way of God. I couldn't wait to go see his church, and I just knew it would be an exciting and beautiful place, and from the outside it was. But when I went inside, to be honest, I was a little shocked. The author of America's most loved and sung hymn, his church now seemed to be really a relic of the past. When I went in, I looked immediately for his pulpit. After all, as a preacher, that's what you want to see. You want to see the pulpit where John Newton stood. And as I walked in and saw the pulpit, I couldn't help but notice it was over in the corner, surrounded by the storage of the day. Just a handful of people worship in this church now. England is a postmodern, post-Christian society. The fastest growing religion there is the religion of Islam. The message of tolerance has overtaken their land, and to the point that Christianity is a relic of the past. And as that is the case in England, and perhaps becoming the case in America, his pulpit was just off in the corner with boxes all around it. The place where John Newton preached about God's amazing grace, a place that I thought would be perhaps encased in glass, perhaps lines of people wanting to see this place. No one really cared. But I want to tell you as I close this morning, even though this man's pulpit is a relic of the past, God's grace is still amazing in the present. God can still change the life of anyone who turns to Jesus Christ. Anyone who says, "Lord, I want you to cover my sin. I want you to take me to heaven someday." His grace is available to save you today. Anyone that needs to come in and have access to God, you don't come to me as a pastor to confess your sins like our Roman Catholic friends. You can come directly into God's presence and you can have immediate fellowship with God because of His grace. And if you've been saved and you know what it is to have a real prayer life, then even during the trials, you can glory in your tribulations, knowing that patience is going to work endurance, and endurance is going to bring hope. And that, like some who've been down the road a ways and who will tell you, God will make a way, you, as a man or a woman of God, are going to be able to say one day, I've come through this life by the grace of God. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the blessing of your amazing grace. We thank you that it's not something simply for people 200 years ago, but that it's available today for all who believe. I pray that anyone in this room that's not truly born again, I pray that they would open their heart and accept Christ as their Savior today. I pray, Lord, for those that are born again, that they would take advantage of your invitation to have immediate access to the Father. I pray for those with trials and difficulties, that they would have patience and endurance, and ultimately that they would have hope, that you would bring within them today the awareness that all of the fiery trials are Father-filtered, that you have a plan in mind, and Lord, that you would bring into this church not just attenders, but real men and women of God.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the daily radio program and teaching and preaching ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell, the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College. If today's message has been an encouragement and a blessing to you, perhaps consider going online. You can download this message in its entirety, this program in its entirety, and also recent series from Daily in the Word through our podcast or through the website when you visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. I also want to encourage you to refer a friend to dailyintheword.org. Let them know about the great Bible teaching and preaching that you're receiving, and they can receive that as well anytime, 24/7 at dailyintheword.org. I want to invite you to prayerfully consider partnering with us financially this month. This is an important time of year to consider how God might allow you to impact others with the gospel of Christ. And a great way to do that is through the ministry of Daily in the Word. Your gift of any amount is so important to helping us continue this radio program on this station and others like it all across the country. And this month, when you will partner with us, we want to send you a gift of appreciation. And it's a Christmas CD, a solo piano CD that will encourage your heart, entitled A Quiet Christmas with Christ. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org by clicking on the donate button, or you can call us toll free. The number is 1-800-201-7748. Again, 1-800-201-7748. We also love to hear from you by mail. You can send a letter to 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. From all of us here at Daily in the Word and Striving Together Publications, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest, most blessed, Christ-centered New Year. Before we wrap up today's program, here's Pastor Chappell with a word of greeting.
For God so loved the world that He gave. Boy, that's what this is all about, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God loved you, my friend, even though we are sinners, and even though the Bible says we fall short of the glory of God, He sent His Son Jesus, who died on the cross, who shed His blood for our sin. Jesus Christ did that for you and for me. And when He died on that cross, He paid for the sins of the world, but on the third day, He rose up again to prove that He was the Son of God. If you even today believe that you are a sinner, if you believe that Jesus Christ is God's remedy for sin, then today you can turn to Jesus Christ, and in your heart you can receive Him as your Savior. You can say, Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Savior. Friend, let me encourage you to do that today. Let us know here at Daily in the Word if you make that decision. We'd love to encourage you.
Well, thanks, Pastor, and thank you, friend, for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. I want to remind you, visit us at dailyintheword.org. You'll find a treasury of resources for your spiritual growth, including a daily devotional from Dr. Chappell, a link to the Daily in the Word podcast, and lots of other information. Be sure to check out the information on the Alaska Cruise. We're headed to Alaska in August of 2011, and we would love to meet you and fellowship with you during that week on this special adventure. Be sure to consider prayerfully partnering with us financially. Your gift to this ministry on a monthly basis would be so appreciated. It would go so far in helping us to continue expanding the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ all across the country through this program. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org. Our toll-free number, 1-800-201-7748. Thanks so much for letting this program minister to you today. And until next time, have a great day.